Welcome to the Buckeye Bounce, and it's brought to you by R.A. Kalfas Construction. If you're looking to build a new home or remodel your current home, then call R.A. Kalfas Construction in Strongsville, Ohio at 440-238-5498. R.A. Kalfas Construction, we build American dreams, and we can improve on yours. Well, the Ohio State Buckeyes are getting ready for their first round matchup as a number six seed, something they haven't been in a while under Thad Matta. Usually they've been a one or a two in recent years, but they get a six seed and they are opposite the 11-seeded Dayton Flyers. So an in-state matchup in the first round in Buffalo, New York, and Dayton has to be smiling from ear to ear with an opportunity to square off against the big brother, if you will, in the state of Ohio and prove that little brother can beat big brother. And when you look at the various storylines for this matchup, it's really an interesting setup as Archie Miller, the head coach for Dayton, was an assistant with Thad Matta at The Ohio State University, and the leading scorer for the Flyers, Jordan Seibert, played 2 years at Ohio State, 2010-11 and 2011-12. He played about 10 minutes a game, averaged about 2.5 points per game, and then decided to transfer to Dayton because he didn't feel he was getting enough playing time as he lost his job, if you will, the battle for the one position to Lenzel Smith, and so he decided to transfer to Dayton. Now he gets an opportunity to take on the team that he left, and you know he wants this more than anything. This to Dayton is really their national championship game because they don't have a chance at all of winning the national championship. They do not. So for them, playing Ohio State in the first round is their national championship. So if they can win this game, it would make their season. And this is a pretty good Dayton team. They come in 23-10 out of the Atlantic 10. And the way they want to play the game is they want to play an up-tempo style game. They want to play in the mid to upper 70s with that up-tempo style along with a physical man-to-man defense and their depth. They play anywhere from 9 to 11 guys. They try and wear you down along with shooting the three, and that's their way of defeating teams and really taking advantage of your weaknesses if you can't defend the three. Now, having said that, the Ohio State Buckeyes, what do they do best? They play defense. They do defend the three. So this is where another interesting storyline comes in. Who's going to give? Who's going to win this matchup? A team that loves to shoot the three and shoots it at a pretty high clip, 38% as a team, against a defensive squad who, as far as defensively against the three, outstanding. They defend it as well as anybody in the country. Ohio State holding opponents to only 32% shooting from beyond the arc. So there's one of the great matchups in this contest. The other one, as we talked about Jordan Seibert, is his matchup with Aaron Kraft or Shannon Scott. Either one of those two guys will guard Jordan Seibert, and both of those guys are known for their defense. That's what Kraft's known for. That's what Scott's known for. So you know they'll take turns. They'll try and wear down Jordan Seibert by taking turns on guarding him. So another great matchup to watch in this game. As far as the Dayton Flyers go, we talked about Seibert, the 6'4", 187-pound junior guard. He's their leading score. He's their best shooter from beyond the arc at 44%. Devin Oliver is an outstanding forward. Big kid, 6'7", 225. He's a senior. He's the best all-around player for the Dayton Flyers. Averages over 12 points per game, 7.5 rebounds per game. Very good passer for a big guy. Almost 3 assists per contest. He shoots it well from inside the arc overall, 49% shooter, as well as outside the arc, 39%, and he's a 78% free throw shooter. So that's a guy along with Seibert that the Buckeyes are going to have to pay close attention to because Oliver, by far, is their best all-around player. And Daishan Pierre, a 6'6", 210-pound sophomore, is another guy the Buckeyes will key on, averaging 11 points, 5.6 rebounds per game. He shoots it well from beyond the arc as well. Everybody that is the key players for the Dayton Flyers, all those guys shoot it well from beyond the arc, but Pierre shoots it well from everywhere at 49%. So those are the three names, Seibert, Oliver, and Pierre, that will stand out and the Buckeyes will have to focus on if they're going to beat the Dayton Flyers. Dayton, as I said, very good from shooting beyond the arc, 38%, but not a good free throw shooting team. Neither is Ohio State. Dayton at 68%, Ohio State at 69%. So if you're the Buckeyes, how do you beat the Dayton Flyers? You slow the tempo down. You want to get into a half court, slow the tempo down type game, and what you want to do is defend the arc, extend your defense, take away the three-pointer, and you also want to cash in on Dayton's turnovers. They have a tendency to turn it over a lot, and for the Buckeyes, their best offense is their defense in creating turnovers, transition basketball, and getting easy buckets off the turnovers in transition. And the other thing that you can take advantage of with Dayton is they tend to foul a lot. They'll play 9 to 11 guys, like I said, so they try to be over-aggressive in their man-to-man defense, which means A, go back door, and B, they foul a lot. Well, the Buckeyes aren't a great foul-shooting team, but they're going to get plenty of opportunities, I think, in this game to step to the free throw line because of the over-aggressiveness of Dayton on defense and the tendency to foul. So the Buckeyes could cash in big time at the free throw line. And also the Buckeyes need to attack the rim. Matt Kavanaugh is a 6'10 center for Dayton, but doesn't average, I think, more than a half a block a game. So for a big guy, he's not a real threat or a force on the inside. So the likes of Amir Williams and Trey McDonald and LaQuinton Ross, especially the high-flying small forward Sam Thompson for the Buckeyes, they need to attack the rim and try and get easy buckets there, if not get to the free throw line. Ohio State's going to have its work cut out for them. It's a 6-11 matchup. They'll be favored in the game, but like I said, this game means everything to Dayton. It is their national championship, and if you're Ohio State, you don't want to lose to the in-state Dayton Flyers. They'll have bragging rights for the whole season. It will take a season of ups and downs, twists and turns, a roller coaster ride for the Buckeyes, and end it on a sour note. You lost your last game in the Big Ten tournament, and you would lose your first game in March Madness and end the season on a two-game losing streak. Ask the Ohio State football team how that feels as they ran the table until their final two games. They ended the year on a two-game losing streak. Thad Matta's Buckeyes don't want to do the same thing in basketball, so that means LaQuinton Ross, the leading scorer for the Buckeyes, over 15 points a game, is going to have to step up and get them 15 to 20 in this contest. Lenzell Smith, a senior, his last opportunity, maybe in a Buckeyes uniform. He doesn't want to go out on a losing note. He wants to extend his career at least one more game. He needs to show up big. And Aaron Kraft, you talk about a senior that doesn't want to go out on back-to-back losses. The way that game ended against Michigan, where he had a horrible 2.5 final minutes and cost the Buckeyes a game, you know, he would like to play at least one more game, get a chance maybe at squaring off at Syracuse in the round of 32. He doesn't want to end his career with back-to-back losses, one to Michigan and the other to an in-state matchup against the Dayton Flyers. So those three guys are going to have to play their best game, step up, and hope that they can lead the Buckeyes to a victory in March Madness and a date maybe with Syracuse or Western Michigan, whoever would win that first-round matchup. That's the second-round tilt possibly for Ohio State, and I don't see them getting past that next round because I think Syracuse is going to be the team that they'll play next if they advance, and that 2-3 zone would give Ohio State fits with this year's team because they can't shoot from outside. Ohio State is one of the worst outside shooting teams, and so that Syracuse matchup will be a nightmare for Ohio State, but at least get that chance to play Syracuse, beat Dayton, and get there. And one of the reasons why I do like Ohio State to beat Dayton is because Dayton doesn't play zone. They play man-to-man, and that benefits Ohio State somewhat. I think the Buckeyes, with their experience and the fact that they won't be playing or facing, a zone defense unless Dayton and Archie Miller come up with a special zone, knowing that going against his former teacher in Thad Matta, the Buckeyes should come away with what I think will be a close victory over Dayton and advance to the second round. There's your Buckeye Bounce, a look at the matchup between Ohio State and Dayton in March Madness. And if you're looking to build a new home or remodel your current home, then call R.A. Kalfas Construction at 440-238-5498. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.